I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey everyone, it's Faith. I want to take a quick moment to share some thank yous, starting with you. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully you've been telling all of your friends and family and your enemies, if you roll that way, about the show. It has been a blast to make margaritas and donuts. Even though exploring romantic comedy scared me a little at first, I'm definitely more comfortable writing the heavy dramas. I want to thank my cast, Danielle, Tavius, Laquita, Luke, Beth, and my daughters, Danny and Lily, for being amazing and putting up with my multiple pickups. You all brought these characters to life and made them so much better than they were on the page. And thanks to Matt, Jonathan, Charlene, Scott, Lila, and Anjali for your small but important roles. Thanks to all the supporters on Patreon who helped us keep the lights on. And lastly, Joy Chatman, my best friend and the inspiration for this show, thank you for being in my life. I love you. This might be the end of Margaritas and Donuts, but there are 3 seasons of Boom out there for you to listen to, with the final season starting in a few months. Plus, Artemis 8 will be coming late next year. All right, here it is. Enjoy the finale of Margaritas and Donuts.
Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 6, All In.
Are you thinking a recent graduate or what?
I'm open right now.
Hey, babe.
Girls are tucked in. Not sure if they're sleeping, but at least they're quiet.
Quiet is good enough. Wine?
No, I'm good. What are we talking about?
I'm thinking about bringing on another doctor.
What? Really?
Yeah, between Donna and I...
The nurse practitioner.
I know who Donna is, thank you.
The two of us are fully loaded and can't accept new patients. I'd also really like to not be on call every other weekend.
Wow, this is like Wonder Woman admitting defeat.
Defeat? Please.
Smart business keeps you sane, Ron.
Hey, maybe that means we could bring Daphne and Lucy back.
No. I love them, don't get me wrong, but I prefer being cool, Aunt Jo.
Okay, well, there's a book calling my name upstairs, and I know the two of you are going to be up half the night.
Good night.
Night, Ron.
Good night, ladies.
Do you still talk to that staffing agency manager in Brentwood?
Veronica? Yeah? You want to use a staffing agency to find a new doctor?
She helped you get an assistant.
Yeah, but that's a photography assistant. You're looking for someone to care for the well-being of other people's children. Shouldn't that be a decision made by, I don't know, another doctor?
Of course, I'm not going to let her do the hiring. I just need someone to comb through the candidates.
I'll get her number for you.
Thank you.
More wine?
No, I'm good.
Suit yourself. The girls gave me their Christmas list today.
Wow, it's nearly December. They're running a little behind.
Yeah, but it's such a sweet list. They both ask for the usual toys and movies and whatnot. But then they also want Santa to give coats to all the kids who don't have them.
Oh, parenting win, Kat.
I teared up a little. It was the sweetest thing. So we're going to do some angel tree families this year. I'll just let them know that Santa asked me to help them out.
I can't believe they still believe in Santa.
Well, they ask me all the time.
And?
I tell them that as long as they believe in Santa, Santa's real. My mother destroyed the idea of Santa for me way too young. I'm holding on to this for as long as I can.
Oh, you're such a good mom.
Thank you. So, when's the last time you talked to Malik?
This morning on the elevator.
Okay, never mind.
What?
Let me be more clear. When's the last time you sat down and looked him in the eyes and had one of those crazy long talks you two like to have?
Not since I told him about Eddie.
Have you talked at all?
I just told you, on the elevator this morning.
What did you talk about?
The weather.
The weather?
Yes.
That sucks.
I don't know if I can do it anymore.
You still care for him, right?
Yes.
And he loves you.
Yes, we've definitely established that.
You two need to talk.
Already tried that. Poured my heart out, and he just told me that I was afraid to love him.
Because you are.
Go to hell.
I've got the handbasket waiting. Jump in.
Oh, no. I just need to know why he's perfect.
He's not perfect. You're just blinded.
No, he's perfect. The only thing that I've found is that, I don't know, he's too nice. And is that really a bad thing? Oh, that Malik is just too nice. How awful for him. Please, there's nothing wrong with him, and that's just wrong.
Look, I'm trying to be all supportive, but I'm having trouble getting on this train with you. Plus, as your best friend, I can't stand here and watch you throw away a fucking great relationship because the dude is quote unquote perfect.
We haven't broken up.
Yeah, but it feels like you're riding the line right now. Just have lunch with him in his office or something. Nothing fancy.
I should get home.
So you can get to work early and avoid seeing him on the elevator?
No.
Sure.
And don't forget to get me Veronica's number. I really want to hire someone before spring break.
I won't. I'm so proud of you for expanding. This is so exciting.
I hope so. Veronica can look out of town too, right?
Please do not be responsible for more people moving to Nashville.
Come on, the best candidate is the best candidate.
That's unacceptable. Get out of my house. Love you, hon.
Love you more.
Hi.
You park on level 2.
You're an hour early.
I had work to do.
You work too much.
You barely stopped to eat lunch.
We both work too much. Do you really have to work?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you just been riding up and down in the elevator?
No.
That's definitely a little stalkerish.
I didn't mean... I'm sorry.
We should have lunch today.
Yes. Yes, we should.
12:15, your office?
Yeah. I'll order from Max's.
Good. I'll see you then.
All right.
I've decided to start looking for another doctor.
Really? That's wonderful. Should help give you and Donna a little relief.
Yeah?
Do you want a resident?
Still trying to figure that out.
What about a second receptionist?
What? Ellen would kill me.
I did my residency in private practice.
I didn't know that.
I have a lot of things I could tell you. Maybe it would help you find my flaws.
I need to get back to work.
I'm just joking around.
I know. And that's the problem.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Please, we have another 20 minutes.
I thought this would help me get past the awkwardness, but it's still there. And I don't know what to do about my feelings. I care about you, I really do, but right now, it's just weird.
Are we done then?
No, I didn't say that.
Then what are you saying?
You said I could have space. You said you'd be here when I'm ready. I'm not ready yet, and I thought I was, but I'm not.
You're right, I did. I'm sorry.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Actually, no, I'll be out of town the rest of the week. I have a conference in Dayton.
Oh. Well, I'll see you when you get back.
On the, elevator, right?
Bye, Malik.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
I feel like a movie. You want to go to the movies?
Right now?
Around 9?
I can't. I'm tired.
Fine. I'll just go alone. What's up? Why are you so tired?
I worked all day.
You work every day. Did you have an emergency? Do you need me to come over?
No, and no, I'm just tired. I've been tired for like 2 weeks.
Oh, I see.
What?
You still haven't talked to Malik, have you?
Actually, yes. I took your stupid advice even.
Well, shit.
We had lunch in his office. It was not awkward.
Until it was.
Until it was.
Did you break up?
No, but... Maybe we should. Say something.
No.
Stop being the good friend and be the hard-ass friend I know you are.
First of all, being the hard-ass friend makes me the good friend. Second of all, I've already given you the speech. I don't need to do it again.
Fine,
Okay, here's the deal. I've never seen you happier than you've been with Malik. Well, up until these last couple of weeks. But you know what I mean. You're perfect together. Fucking perfect. I haven't seen a more perfect couple since I looked at a picture of me and Ron. Why do you think you should break up?
Because I can't give him what he wants.
What do you think he wants?
For me to love him.
And you can't do that?
Not yet.
Okay, why not?
I already told you.
Refresh my memory.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Because he's too perfect.
He really is.
This is getting old real quick.
I can't have my heart torn out again, Kat. I just can't.
I'm sorry, hon. I know.
I need to know if he's worth it.
Worth you?
Worth everything.
Well, tell me this. How can you figure any of that out? The imperfections, the worthiness, if you're avoiding him?
You've reached Malik Miller. I can't answer the phone right now. Just leave a message after the beep and I'll call you soon. Texting is also a great option.
Hi, Malik. It's Josephine, which you know. I hope the conference is going well. I know it's close to Thanksgiving, but I was thinking we could meet for drinks or ice cream. Someplace with raspberry. Sometime after the holidays would be great. Talk soon. Bye.
All right. The ham has another hour. Mom and Dad will be here just as I'm taking it out, probably. It's your turn to do stuff.
The girls can set the table in a few minutes. Joe, they'll probably listen to you. Would you mind convincing them to do it? Joe?
What?
You keep checking your phone. Stop it. It's driving me nuts.
Sorry.
Daddy! Someone pulled into the driveway.
Oh, he's here.
Who's here?
No one.
What did you do?
I didn't do a thing. I swear. He called me.
Us.
He called us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello.
I have brought you donuts. They're sour cream.
The perfect balance of tangy and sweet.
Yeah.
Don't you have family?
Don't you?
My parents are on a cruise.
I'm driving up to Clarksville later.
Invite the man in already.
Sorry. Come in.
Thanks. I apologize for barging in.
It's not my house, and supposedly people knew you were coming.
He asked.
Thanks, Ron. You can close the door now. How was your conference?
It was good.
Did you get my message?
Yes. Sorry, I didn't call back. I didn't get in till late, and then I'd already talked to Ron and Kat, actually. I'm not going to stay long. I got to get to Clarksville and all, but I really didn't want to wait.
Okay.
So you said I was perfect, that I had no flaws?
One flaw. You're too nice.
Yeah, that one. That's actually what I wanted to talk about.
Great. You're actually an asshole, aren't you?
Well...
Malik, I was kidding.
I don't like conflict.
I know.
I want everyone to be happy. I really need people around me to be happy.
Which is wonderful, but not always what someone wants.
I know. I, lied to you.
What?
My nephew, Chris. He'll be in Clarksville when I get there. He comes home at Thanksgiving and in the summer. I see him twice a year, like I said, but not my brother. I haven't seen my brother in 2 years. I only talk to him via email when it's necessary, so I didn't completely lie to you, but I did withhold some information.
Why?
I got angry about him moving to Tokyo. It was stupid. My nephew was very upset about the move, and I told my brother that he shouldn't be so selfish. I said some other things I wish I hadn't, and now we don't talk.
Malik, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it took me too long to realize that he was doing the best thing for his family. But I don't know how to tell him because I really, really hate conflict. And he is one of those people that I need to be happy. He's happier without me.
That can't be true.
Well, I overcompensate for that extremely shitty thing I did by being...
overly nice to everyone else.
Yeah. I guess I look at it as my penance or something. I shouldn't have lied to you. Especially after you told me about Eddie. I don't know why I didn't tell you right then. I don't know why I didn't tell you when you asked about the picture. Okay, well, I promised to give you space, which is not what I'm doing right now. I should get going.
You really can only cook pancakes?
Sorry?
Pancakes. You can only cook pancakes. I mean, you can't even make decent scrambled eggs. It's impressive. You try to make conversation with everyone on the elevator. Most people don't want to talk to anyone else on the elevator. You also cut all your meat up before you eat it, like you're a 5-year-old or something. You always make the bed right before you get in it. Why don't you just make it up in the morning when you get up?
What's happening?
You're not perfect.
Okay.
And I'm all in.
Does that mean what I think it means?
If you think it means I love you, then yeah, you'd be right.
So we're clear. Could you...
I love you.
Oh, yes!
Cat!
Sorry. I was just getting something from the kitchen. I'm gone.
Well, I just made your Thanksgiving dinner more interesting.
Come here.
I love you.
I love you too.
This was the finale of Margaritas and Donuts. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and absolutely tell your friends. This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, Luke Eisen as Ron, Danny McQuinn as Daphne, and Lily McQuinn as Lucy. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit, Faith McQuinn. Story consultant, Joy Chapman. Theme music by BD Productions. Additional music by The Story Shop, Alan Gray, and Alex Shulgin. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about margaritas and donuts.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.